who demanded of his staff, do something original. I'm tired of the same old Christmas crap every year.
And now you guys don't look quite old enough to have been there at the time.
I like this guy already.
I do too.
Thank you very much. We probably are old enough to have been there, but we circumstances there. Prohibited. We weren't okay. There. We came along much later. Mm-hmm. I, for instance, joined when Clinton came around in 92.
I joined in 93.
Yeah.
Clinton,
right around the same era. Years.
There wasn't much to make fun of then, though. I
not
guess,
at all.
Actually, yeah. For a couple of years, there weren't. You know, we try to. We always remember that as being the great era. But you know, there were a couple of years where we sang about him playing the saxophone. It mm-hmm. took him a little while to get his. And by 97, when the mm-hmm. whole thing blew up, it was, you know, tremendous. He was the mother lode.
He was.
It's kind of like right now too. I think people talked about when Barack Obama was elected whether there'd be as much to joke about and doesn't seem to be a problem for comedians.
No. In the beginning, he was more like, to me, I think he was more like the Mary Tyler Moore character on the Mary Tyler Moore show. He was like the straight guy, the straight character surrounded by all these colorful, you know, crazy people like Joe Biden and Barney Frank and who else?
And, of yeah. course, the thing people always forget is that the same thing after one term of George W. Bush, for instance, you know, it was hard to keep doing the same thing again. But what you forget is then the other side gives rise to a whole crop of zanies trying to take over. Mm-hmm. So that happened with the Democrats, you know, the last time around, and now it's happening with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's always there to take up the slack.
That's
so
right.
Who are some of your favorite targets for mocking recently?
Well,
all
just
in fun,
about
of course.
Just about everybody who's running for president on the Republican side right now, they've all given us something, and as each one drops out, it's just, you know, it's like an angel loses his wings. it's a comedy moment of, you know, of sadness when
I'm
one
enjoying
of them drops
Mitt Romney
out.
Because I get to pretend I'm handsome, mm-hmm. and as you can see, I have a radio sort of a look.
Well, you know, you have that distinguished gray.
Yeah, exactly.
A little beyond the temples, but
in my Mitt wig, though, I am so full of myself. I feel like releasing my tax returns. Mm-hmm. What can I say?
Now you do a mixture. Well, mostly it's songs, but it's mm-hmm. also some prose. Some you're doing some dialogue there,
right.
and one of the things that many people have heard, if they've heard the Capital Steps, do you call it the backwards talker?
We call it lurdy dies,
mm-hmm.
Which just means you whip your flirts around, you spew up your screech, city prune, you start to het the gang of it. And
Do you just do that off the fly, or do you have a script that you've memorized exactly? Or?
It's weird. Whenever we start a new one. The one you're going to hear tonight is the one that we developed for the end of the year radio show. So it's pretty new, but they always start as kind of a paragraph kernel, and we do a little ad-libbing on stage. We try to make the pianist laugh, you know, that kind of thing, and eventually they grow into these monstrosities that you'll end up seeing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's six folks are here tonight.
That's correct.
Two women and four guys? Or?
Two women.
Three men. And a pianist whose gender we're never very certain
of. I know, it depends.
Well, that kind of makes things more interesting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And do you have special things that you've worked up specifically for this tour, this trip, or is it kind of just a mix of different things that you
there are change so many up? Things. There's so much in the news right now that the show is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we have anything specific to this area right now, but
sure.
No, and in
not
fact,
that we aren't
we have
grateful.
We were very heavy on you guys a couple of years
ago. Oh, sure.
Ago,
yeah. I can't understand why. Why was that?
I don't know. Yeah. We used to be so grateful to Florida for giving us so much fodder, but then all of a sudden it shifted to Alaska. I can't remember why.
You guys have done
now.
A lot over there. I mean, but as the Lurdy Die guy would say, it's good old parasailing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But we're kind of off here now, so don't worry about being too hit with too much of that. There's so many other things brewing, going on in the news. I mean, we still are having residual Herman Cain effects, things like that.
Well, he just appeared with Stephen Colbert.
That's right. I'm so glad he's reappearing. I think he'll be back. We'll keep him in the show
a
little bit.
He's comedy gold.
He is.
He'll be feeding your material for some time to come, it sounds like.
I hope.
Well, also, I wanted to ask, I think some people wonder, are you guys still or have you been staffers before or for congressmen, senators?
Actually, when I joined, it was a requirement of the job. When you joined up, you had to have had Capitol Hill experience. Now, when I joined, I hadn't worked on the Hill before. I came from advertising. But as a part
similar.
Of requirements.
It's not much different.
No, yeah. It's not much different. But I did have to work in a congressional office concurrently my first year. So I worked for the House Subcommittee on Health and the Environment when Henry Waxman was chairman.
A lot of comedy there.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
I had actually legitimately worked on Capitol Hill, if indeed such a phrase can be stated in English, if anyone legitimately works down there.
Were you a press secretary or were you
behind the scenes? I was a fundraising guy for under Guy Vanderjack for the Congressional Republican Congressional Committee, of all things.
You're a real gun-fi.
I was a real gun-fi, always trying, deedling the woe out of people, I guess you should say. That's actually good. I like that one.
Use it. Keep it in.